love to hear that song, especially when I hear it on a Friday morning. It means that I just made the journey two flights up from the kitchen where I get my coffee, just below the roof of my house. That's right, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, everybody in the world, children of all ages, like they used to say at the circus, you know, man, like the, you know, like the ringmaster. I've been called the ringmaster at different times in my life. Shout out to Jerry Springer. Talk about the ringmaster. But this show is called Philanthropy in Focus, and every week I make this trek all the way up the two flights of stairs to the attic, just below the roof, as we just said. Philanthropy in Focus is the name of the show. Tommy D is the name of the nonprofit Scepter Connector. Terry Ross is the name of the executive director. A lot of rhyming of QCP. Tommy D, QCP. Terry Ross, what is going on? Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning. I am great, and I thank you so much for having me on today.
You are very welcome. You are very welcome. Well, before we even get into your conversation or your story and the conversation around QCP, Queen Centers of Progress, and the legacy and the lineage, there's a couple things I have to do. First of all, before I take a little bit of a break and tell some stories about something, I'm going to say this. Shout out to my friend for many, many years, Wendy Facchinero. Wendy's always hooking me up. We do cool things together. The Big Taste, which we'll talk about, that QCP always does. Love that event. I work very closely with the Queen's Chamber of Commerce. Shout out to Tom Gretch and Brendan Levy and the team and Shariar Hussein over at the Queen's Chamber. Love, love, love the Queen's Chamber. I'm involved with a bunch of committees there. Not your grandfather's chamber, I would say. You know what I'm talking about, everybody? But we'll talk about the Queen's Chamber. We should get Tom Gretch back on the show. It's been a bunch of years since he's been on the show. So we'll get into that. We'll get into kind of the taste and all the big events that's going on. But talk about, oh, it's funny you should say that, Tommy D, because talk about big events. There's actually an event coming up September 26th of 2025. Yes, that's this year. I am being honored at the Death of a Gangster, a 1920s mafia marriage murder mystery brought to you by Options for Community Living, which serves thousands of people experiencing homelessness, living with HIV and AIDS, with going through challenging mental health struggles, years of persistent mental illness. And what I always say, you know, I talk about ending the stigma around mental health, general mental health. What are the details, Tommy D? Well, that's funny, Tommy D. Let me tell you. The Bayview House at Captain Bill's, 122 Ocean Avenue, Bayshore, New York, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., your boy will be honored. And as I've made a bit of a joke, if you watch your mafia movies, hopefully your boy is not the one who gets whacked in this show, in this party. I am wearing, and I'll show when we go back to full screen, but you'll see here I'm sharing, go to optionscl.org/events, and you'll see this logo here, Death of a Gangster. If you don't see this because you're only listening, hit me up on email, TommyD@philanthropyandfocus.com, or hit me up on the Instagram, TommyD.NYC, or the Nonprofit Scepter Connector on Instagram, or Ending the Stigma Together on Instagram. But you'll see there's opportunities to buy a ticket. Always, you know, this is a nonprofit as well, right? So there's always opportunities to sponsor. And then there's a great old picture of your boy right there, Tom and Yamisa, the Nonprofit Scepter Connector. All right, all right, all right. Back to business. That was business. A different kind of business now, Tommy. All right, so a couple things we got to jump into. Not that anybody's counting, except me, but this is the 222nd episode of Philanthropy in Focus, which was only simply an idea for a while that I went around telling people about. My encouragement to you all listening, when you find this somewhere, find this episode somewhere, is if you want to do the thing, just do the thing. Try it out. See what happens. It might work exactly like you thought, probably won't, but it might work out and you'll learn something new or you'll experience something different. Try it out. 222 episodes. I don't know much about numerology, Terry Ross, but I Googled it right before the show started. In numerology and spiritual context, the number 222 is often referred to as an angel number and is associated with themes of balance, harmony, and new beginnings. Balance, harmony, and new beginnings. I didn't even know I was going to bring this up today, but since I did, it says seeing the number 222 can also indicate a need for balance in relationships, both romantic, ooh, and platonic, and can be a sign that new connections are on the horizon. Of course they are. I'm the nonprofit sector connector, so of course new connections are on the horizon. They are always on the horizon, and they're always on the horizon for all of us, but today especially. So Terry Ross, you get the awesome opportunity to be number 222 here on Philanthropy in Focus. Who knew? 222.
That is cool. That really is cool. A new connection with Tommy. And you are cool, Tommy. And thank you for doing this for me and for QCP and for all of of the nonprofits around. We need you.
I appreciate that, and I need you all, really, because you all make me feel good. Before we get into your story in QCP, one last thing. If you are watching the video, folks, I am wearing a shirt that says Best Actor, Options for Community Living, because the first ever murder mystery event, your boy, the one and only, I won Best Actor. So when Yolanda Romano Gross, my friend and CEO of Options, called me up like late on a Tuesday one night, she's like, hey, we're texting, can you talk? Yeah, not till 9. Okay, we'll talk at 9. Cool. Calls me up, she's like, Tommy D, listen, we're having the next murder mystery event. We'd like to ask you to be our visionary volunteer honoree. And I thought for a moment, which was like 10 seconds. It was a 10-second moment. And I was like, Yolanda, I'm in. But I go back to like conditional statement from like when I was a kid in school, like, if I do this, will I still be able to do that? So I said, Yolanda, I accept on the terms of as long as I can still, if I deserve it, still win Best Actor, even though I'm the honoree. And she said, for you, Tommy D, absolutely. So I'm not saying I'm going to be Best Actor that night, but I will be doing my best to be the best actor, doing my best to be the best. So anyway, I already have a t-shirt to prove it, gang. So I won the first ever. I couldn't make it to the second ever. So this is the third ever Options for Community Living. All right, enough. Put it aside. You want to know more about that? September 26th, reach out to me. Hit me up on the email, Tommy D at Philanthropy and Focus, or on the Instagram or whatever, or just Google Tommy D. I'm sure you'll get me. All right, Terry Ross. This is your life. Remember that show?
Yes, I do. I'm old enough to remember that.
They would have like the third grade teacher there. He'd be like, your mailman from when you lived in Ozone Park, Queens. Is here. That's my game show voice. So I want to know about you. I want to know about your story. Of course, we're here to talk about Queens Centers for Progress and all the great work QCP does. I find myself, it's funny because I won some prizes. I have like all these like golf shirts that say QCP on the sleeve, and like people are like, where'd you get that? I must have won some raffle baskets. I think it was during COVID. You guys had raffled off. Wendy and team will remember, but I remember showing up on my car like double parked in front of the building, and somebody like rolled out a cart of these prizes I won, and some of the shirts I had to give away because, you know, at best I fit a large golf shirt. Like, I put on a medium golf shirt the other day and it fit pretty good. I think I'm shrinking. So, Tommy, focus on the show, okay? Are you having fun yet? You love where I'm going. It'd be cool if you could tell me where I'm going, because I'm not sure.
I'm going with you. I don't know. I'm going with you.
Let's go. Let's get out of here. So I got all this gear and I got all cool QCP stuff. Golf outing, I know, is a big one. You have a big international named company that does a lot of support for your organization. We don't need to bring it up, but I know there's a big golf outing. So I have some of the swag. So let's talk about, how did you get into this work? I always want to know, like, did you always say, like, as a kid, you're like, oh, I want to be the executive director of a nonprofit in Queens that serves people with intellectual and developmental disabilities? I'm guessing you probably didn't know that at 7 years old.
No. I wanted to be a movie star at 7 years old, but that kind of didn't work out.
All right. Well, not everybody can go to Hollywood. Go to Hollywood. Not everybody can. I mean, you know, I'm vacation. So why did you want to be a movie star?
I wanted to be a Broadway star, not really a movie star. Okay. But that didn't work out either somehow. But right, well, so I went
time,
to
Terry. There's still time.
You know, really, I can sing. I'm a little off key, but I can try.
See, that's the thing about it. So do you know my friend? I already dropped some names. I talked about Tom Gretsch and Brendan Levy from the Queen's Chamber. Do you know Brendan Levy? Because I know you probably know Tom Gretsch, right?
Sure.
Brendan does business development for the Queen's Chamber. Brendan, when we come back from our first break, which if I don't stop talking, will be here before we know it. But when Brendan and I did the song for my show, right, the theme song. So when we come back from break, you'll hear Brendan singing that. And then maybe when we get together one day, you and I can do a duet or something like that.
You got it.
So you wanted to go to Broadway. What happens?
Well, I went to college and I decided that, and in those years, the only thing that women could do, really, that girls could do, was either be teachers or nurses. Nursing wasn't for me. So I decided to become a teacher, and I got very excited about special education. And when I graduated, I got a job my first job was working for an agency like ours called AHRC, at the time, Association for the Help of Retarded Children. Yeah. Yeah. Use that word anymore.
We do not use that word anymore. Right. Right? But that was the
that was the thing.
That's what we said.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And I fell in love with it. I was a teacher and I stayed with it. That was back in 1973. And I stayed with it. And I worked my way up. I ended up working for another agency a couple of years later and opening a day program for this other agency and helping out to open up a couple of group homes. And I just went on and on with the field. I loved it.
What was it that you decided to become a teacher? What was it that drew you into working with our, as I like to say, this population, people with intellectual developmental disabilities? And as you said, we used to use another word back in the day. I personally end up in special needs or IDD. And anytime I say IDD, I feel like I have to explain IDD. So it becomes like a whole bunch of words.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Yeah. I wanted to work with little kids.
Okay.
And I wanted to work. Geraldo Rivera was the thing at the time, Willowbrook.
You must have a connection with Vicky Schnapps and his whole life's work and all that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. We're all connected.
Of course.
We're all on boards of provider agencies and members of provider agencies, and we all advocate for our field.
Yeah.
And at the time, I wanted to work with little kids, and because the field was so saturated, because schools were so saturated, you couldn't get a job as a teacher in those years. I took the job, the first job that I could get, and I was kind of terrified to be working with adults. I didn't know what to do on my first day. And I walked in and there were 12 people with developmental disabilities in my new classroom. And I fell in love with it after the first day. Most of the people grew up in Willowbrook and they had personalities that you could just make you smile. And yeah. I stayed with it since then. That was September of 1973.
I love that. You know what I love too? Like you don't care about the dates. Some people will get, oh my God, that's so many, that years ago I'm dating my, no, I don't. I love that though. I mean, cause that's just real. That's part of your story. That's part of the legacy. Gang, if you don't know about Willowbrook, I'm not going to take a tangent on that one right now. Google Willowbrook, Google Geraldo Rivera, Google Vicky Schnapps. You'll get that backstory. And then what you do is if you're listening to this and it's not live, you pause this, go do your research, come back, because that's a very important history and part of the history of how individuals in this community were not given the services. And it gets much worse than that. But you guys do the work, do the research, check it out. And that really, and I was born in 78, so I don't remember that. I remember seeing that stuff. And, you know, I've known Vicky Schnapps for many, many, many years, way back to Bayside, Queens, where I used to work for ADP Payroll Services. I used to handle her payroll for her companies, the courier. Vicky did not have as many papers and media outlets that she has now, but that was 22 years ago when I used to meet with her on Bell Boulevard. Shout out to Bell Boulevard. Shout out to the Bayside Business Association, where I'm on the board of directors. Actually, keep an eye out for a new thing I'm going to do. It's called hashtag meet me on Bell. That's going to be me going out and interviewing people in Bayside. And that's because that's very important to me. So I didn't have all that context in the story, but I've done the research and the work. And, you know, it's not, in my opinion, and correct me if you think I'm wrong, but it's not dissimilar from the MH, the mental health space, where folks were on being able to access medication and folks were now being brought back into the community. So these two, the DD and the MH mental health space, similar, I think, Terry, in a lot of those ways. What do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when you say being in the community, that's really number one, that the people that we support do so well in the community and they're members of the community. And respected members, and they're just like everybody else, just living their lives.
Yes.
And what we do is to help them live their best lives.
Yes.
And with purpose, with joy, and, you know, have a good life. That's what it's all about.
I love it. I love it. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, what we're gonna do is I want to talk about the next step in your kind of the evolution of your story, because you said you helped create some group homes and some day habs, and I want to talk about that, because people like you and me who are like in this work all the time, we talk about Without Walls and we talk about all these different programs and being in the community. I want to kind of like get people to understand that who might not understand that. And it's so funny. There's a guy who connected with me on Facebook. We haven't seen each other probably in 20 years. I used to be a bartender. I knew him when we were kids, right? And he goes, Tommy D, I see you, you're interviewing Terry Ross. I see all the work you do in the DD population, and I see that's so important to you. He goes, I think he said his wife's family is very involved in Smile Farms. And I hit him back on Facebook, which I'm really, gang, if you hit me on Facebook Messenger, I'm absolutely terrible at that. So find some other way to get to me, because I don't even remember to look at that. It's too many ways to communicate. But so I said to him, it's funny you should say that. I'm actually being interviewed on a podcast in affiliation with Smile Farms and 1-800-Flowers next week. So with Isabel Londano, who's my friend, who used to be at Best Buddies, because I'm involved with Best Buddies, you know, blah, 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 blah. So what I want to do is just say, not everybody has that context and familiarity with our space, with this work. So if we can talk about that when we come back, Terry, about group homes, about day haves, about Without Walls and collaboration. By the way, if you're not watching, you can't see what I could see. But Terry, I'm looking over your left shoulder if I do the work and try to turn around. Yes, your left shoulder, that painting. What's the story with that painting before we go to a break?
That is a painting that was made in our day program. That was actually the people that we work with love to do art and photography. And we've got so many creative individuals and so many creative staff. I see you've got a great picture over your shoulder.
You can't see what else is going on in the attic. I've taken a lot of stuff to my office and put it up. I'm on the board of directors for Spirit of Huntington Art Center, which I don't know if you've been out to the art center, but I know some of the folks have overlapped and things like that. I would not say I'm a great artist, but I think I'm a great singer. We will be on that note. People just left. They just left the show. They just hung up. They said, I'm not listening to him sing anymore. We will be right back. I love that painting behind you. I might convince you to, like, let me write a check and take it from you. All right. We will right back.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Branku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a purpose-driven individual looking for deeper healing, clarity, and growth? Welcome to the Expansion Room, a transformative space for purpose-driven individuals. I'm Siobhan Lurice, host, licensed therapist, and coach. Join me every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Nonprofits need connections to move in good directions. So cut through all the static. Join Tommy in his attic.
That's right. That is Brendan Levy, my uncle Brendan Levy. I texted Brendan. So Brendan runs business development over at the Queen's Chamber. And I texted and called him yesterday afternoon because I had a friend who wants to join the Queen's Chamber of Commerce, et cetera, et cetera. And I was like, dude, listen, I love you. And if you start to hear that I told like 12 people in a meeting that I call you Uncle Brendan and they start calling you Uncle Brendan, sorry. Because I love the man and I call him Uncle Brendan because he's like family. And I say, like, you don't look anything like me, so I can't call you dad. He thinks it's an old man joke and it kind of is, but don't tell him I said that. But anyway, I'm texting with Wendy. She said, you're doing great. I just texted. She said, awesome. You guys are doing great. So she's fired up. Wendy Facinaro, my friend, Wendy, appreciate you. So we were going to get into a little bit about group homes and day haves and stuff like that as it relates to your journey. So you realize you go into the room and you go, oh my goodness, maybe I'm a little intimidated. I don't know what I'm going to do. I have these adults with different abilities. And right away, it was where you were supposed to be. Is that right?
And I love the way you say different abilities.
Use that word specifically. And as I said it just now, I almost like put an asterisk and say that's how I talk. Because I really believe, look, labels are not really great, right? In my opinion, labels are not great because I got this thing called ADHD, which I love and I embrace it, right? I have other people in my world who have the same thing called ADHD. It is not even the same. It's not even the same breed. It's a completely different thing, right? So I say different abilities because now I understand some people have more severe challenges and or needs, right? Whether it be in the MH, the mental health space, hashtag ending the stigma together, or whether it be in the DD space. But I really honestly believe, Terry, like each and every one of us has some level of quote unquote, wrong word already, but deficiency or challenge, right? So I say different abilities because we all do. There are, not to be self-deprecating, there are a whole slew of things I'm really not good at and some things I just straight suck at, okay? So
like everybody.
Right? That is my point. And the more we can pour in to somebody's ability and their interest, I already mentioned it once, but shout out to the Spirit of Huntington Art Center because I'm on the board there. That's not why I'm shouting them out. But because they have an artworks program. And when our individuals at age 21 age out, vocation is a critical thing. Not everybody's going to go to work. We know it. Not everybody's going to go to college. We know that, right? First of all, don't get me on the college tangent. Not everybody should go to college, no matter of your different ability. Okay. There's plenty of folks who, anyway, I got four kids. I don't know that I'll have four college graduates because we need people in the trades. Shout out to the trades. All right. So when you talk about that, I got a whole tangent on different abilities, right? What do you think resonated with you when you first started engaging with these adults where you go, oh my God, this is my life's passion?
I think the personalities that I encountered, I mean, I just felt like the guys that I worked with that first year and going on in the future, that was 50 some odd years ago.
Yeah.
So you just, I mean, just a like great human beings, a lot of innocence, a lot of a sense of humor. A lot of them have a lot. Everybody has a gift. And gifts that I saw in the people that I worked with and the people that I work with now are just amazing. I mean, even our staff.
Yes.
The people we have 450 staff who work with our individuals. And I can't tell you how amazing our staff are. I mean, just kind, talented, just fabulous people. Good people doing good work.
Yeah. Thank you for that stuff. So take me to let's set the stage a little bit because your organization, you mentioned group homes in kind of the past history of your journey, but QCP has group homes as well.
Yes. Let's
make this like kind of basic, you know, fundamental for some folks who might not have context there.
Okay, so we have 9 group homes.
Okay,
some with 10 beds in Queens, they were built specially. Each group home was built specially for people with physical needs. We used to be, or we are United Cerebral Palsy of Queens.
Yep.
We have a lot of people who have cerebral palsy and many other disabilities. And there's that word again.
Yeah.
challenges.
We're going to rebrand it. We're going to rebrand different abilities or different challenges. Yeah. Again, I mean, you know what it is too, and you're not doing anything wrong. I'm not doing anything wrong. We're trying to figure it out. But the thing about it is, like, words have meanings, and like when we put ourselves in these little boxes or whatever, it's like, well, then, you know, like, but maybe I'm not, and I shouldn't be. And again, if you've met one person with a disability, or you met one person neurotypical, not sure what that means, but if you met a neurotypical person, I don't even know what typical is, but if you met a neurotypical person, you've met one person. If you met one person with a disability, you've met one person. Individuals, if you've met one Italian person, one African person, one white American person, one black, you've met one person. The less we can do with groups, the better. I'm just leaving it there. I'm not looking for a discussion, gang. I'm just telling you that's how one guy feels. One guy who's in his attic feels that way. All right. God, I've either had too much caffeine today, Terry, or I don't know what it is. So where were we going? You said
we were going. All right. So you wanted to know about a group home.
Please tell me.
What's like in a group home. Yes. So some of our group homes were specially built so that people using wheelchairs that are huge.
Yes.
Always,
right?
Space, lots and lots of space. And when you talk about an individual, many of our group homes work with people who are medically frail, mm-hmm. who are physically challenged, who have cerebral palsy and other developmental disabilities, who have Down syndrome and other disabilities. And some of our group homes are for people who have profound and severe disabilities. Mm-hmm. Others are able to go out to work, everyone is able to use the community. I mean, we go out and just like you do, we enjoy restaurants and we enjoy bowling and we enjoy all kinds of recreation and volunteerism in the community. We volunteer all over the place in the community. Some of our group homes are for people who can travel on their own and or with minimal supports. And that's the way, you know, other agencies have people work with people who are in apartments. We don't have those, but who can live on their own with some supports. So the field, like every place else, is diverse.
It is diverse, yeah. You know, you made me think of something. You made me think of another friend of mine who runs an organization called Destination Accessible. So go to, it says know before you go, my friend Roberta Rosenberg, Tommy. Come on, get it together. So I'll share her website real quick, Destination Accessible, which really, Roberta's been on the show, and it's really an exploration of places people can go who might have mobility issues or other issues that would challenge them from going to places. Something that stood out that you just said, excuse me, something that stood out, that website, gang, is destinationaccessible.org. You talk about our folks volunteer, of course, because they're human beings who just do things a little bit differently, right? So I'm very close with Dr. Chris Rosa, who's the CEO of Viscardi. I used to be very involved in the CUNY system. And I remember this story about a young man. He was in a wheelchair. I don't want to say what he has because I don't remember. But, you know, his point was like, listen, I could do everything you could do. I just do it differently or I'm going to do it slowly. And if we think like that from a level of compassion and love and go, all right, I get that. I have a cousin who has spina bifida and my cousin is in a wheelchair. And she just does things differently, right? And she's got an incredible personality, and I love her, and she's so fun, and she's in a wheelchair, okay, right? Like, you know, like this is just people live in the world differently. That's just what it is. I want to hear about, like, you know, you mentioned you got into the dayhab work. Start a little bit of dayhab, then we'll go to a commercial break and come back.
Okay, so you talked about volunteering. Yeah. Our day habs, we have two day habs in the community, one on 164th Street and one out in our Belrose location. And one of the things that we do is volunteering. We are out in the community all the time. If you walk into some of our day habs, there's nobody there.
They're out
yeah. doing stuff. And volunteering is something that people get a lot of self-satisfaction out of.
You're telling everybody our secret, Terry. You're telling everybody our secret. Gang, it is a little bit selfish to do volunteer work because it feels really good when you help.
It feels good. Yes, it feels good. And it feels good. We work with food pantries. We work in the parks. We're all over the place.
Do you do work with book fairies?
No, I don't know, but I don't know who they are, but that sounds great.
So I know that book fairies, I know they do a lot of work with the DD population. Book fairies is in Freeport. My friend Eileen Minogue, she's great. She's a CEO. If you're not already connected at another level in your organization, we'll make that happen. And they provide books, 5 million books that have gone into the hands, let's start slowly, of children in need. And I know a lot of our population goes out and picks up the books. They have with the vans, et cetera, pick up the books, bring the books. And it's volunteer work. However, it's also a great way to spend a day.
We can do that.
Yeah. So if you're not, I know they do a lot with the other agencies. So if you're not there, we'll talk offline. This is part of my show. I'm like, I forget that I'm actually not just on a regular Zoom meeting and it's you and me talking, that like people are listening and I'm like trying to run a networking call, right?
Right. Why not?
This is how it goes. So those folks get out into the community. That's really part of the Without Walls, right?
Well, we don't call it Without Walls at QCP. We just, okay. We are with that. We have walls. We don't have walls, depending right. on the minute of the day.
Yeah, we are, right. Yeah.
Exactly. So yeah. We're out. The book fairies, you know, another volunteer opportunity for us sounds yeah. amazing. We can do that.
Yeah, we will get that connected, and they do great work. Certainly, it's very fulfilling for the population to get involved with. Yeah. All right, so let's take a quick break. And I mean, you've been at QCP for how long?
37 years.
37 years. How, and when you come back, you know, where? What role did you come in at? Tell me now, and then we'll keep them on the edge. And
I came in as the quality assurance coordinator.
Okay.
And that is to help us stay in compliance with state and local regulations.
Well, that sounds like certainly a trajectory, not that you knew you were going to end up at the top of the organization, but it makes sense that quality assurance, making sure things flow well and things are compliant, et cetera, that really gives you a good scope of what's going on around in and out of the organization. Yes.
Yes, absolutely. And I worked before that for the state for a little while.
Oh, so you kind of knew. So,
yeah.
Not kind of. You knew exactly what they wanted.
What yeah. they were looking for, yeah.
100%. Quick break. Philanthropy and focus. I'm extra fired up. Don't know why. Maybe I'll figure it out around 7 o'clock tonight because I'm just keep going. Terry Ross, you and me, we got two more to go. Two more segments right back. I still got to figure out what you're going to charge me for that painting behind you. We're going to... Tommy D is lost today. This is philanthropy out of focus, maybe today. In focus, baby, right back.
Misalignment within your sales team or with a client stalls deals and creates unnecessary friction for you and the client, resulting in up to 37% lower win rate. If you're in pre-sales, sales, sales management, or sales enablement, and you'd like to increase revenues, win rate, margins, client satisfaction, and stay competitive, this show is for you. Hi, I'm Art Fromm, host of the Making Seamless Sales Show. Please join me live Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host the program Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on talkradio.nyc.
Hi, I'm Linda Marsanico, The A Train to Sedona is a memoir about my journey to love and compassion. It's also the name of my new broadcast on Wednesdays at 12 noon. When we are spiritual, we embrace possibilities and ideas, which strengthen our mind, body, spirit, health, and wisdom. On the A Train to Sedona broadcast, I plan to interview guests who embrace these expansive practices. Join us on Wednesdays at 12 noon on Talk Radio New York City.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Nonprofits need connections to move in good directions. So cut through all the static. Join Tommy in his attic.
All right, cut through the static. Join me in the attic. All right, check it out. So really quick, we're going to talk about events and upcoming things later in the show, you know, before we leave. Before we part, parting is such sweet sorrow, Terry Ross. I don't know what's going on today. I'm a little extra.
That's cool. That's great.
You are a little extra today, Tommy D. Thank you. That's a compliment. All right, so let's get into kind of a day in the life and programs and things like that, because I want to make sure we're having fun together, but I want to make sure we drive home services and things like that, that the organization really provides. I just was sharing the website again, gang. If I didn't tell you, the website is queenscp.org, queenscp.org. By the way, just a shout out to Karen and the team over at CP Nassau, which is a client of Vanguard Benefits, one of the first inductees into the Vanguard Benefits Hall of Fame Employer Awards. You got CP Nassau. You got Rise Life Services. Shout out to the team at Rise. You got my buddy Bert Lurch and his team at ECM Medical Management. And you have Sunrise Credit Services. So those are the first four ever in the history of the world, Vanguard Benefits Hall of Fame employers. And we're right on the precipice of the 2025 opportunity for employer groups, companies to learn about how to become a Vanguard Benefits Hall of Fame employer. Anyway, that's aside, just a little bit of commercial break. Reach out to Tommy D. That one is, just hit me up at Tommy D at Philanthropy and Focus, and I'll get you sorted out on the whole Vanguard thing. All right. So tell me about, like, I just showed the website again, queenscp.org, and at preschool, pre-K, and then really the full life cycle for individuals. I mean, you know, I know I've been out. First of all, Wendy, I know you're listening. I want to come out for another tour. So let's, first of all, shout out to Belrose. My whole community growing up and stuff is from Belrose, Queens. Shout out to Belrose. I got a lot of people from Belrose, my cousins, a lot of our friends. Shout out to Belrose. But Wendy, I want to come out for a tour. So let's talk about the kind of the life cycle, though, Terry, from, you know, young children, early intervention, you know, when somebody it learns about diagnosis, whether it be CP or autism or Down syndrome, whatever it is, you know, how your organization supports these families kind of from that place into the future.
Well, we start with our children's center, which, by the way, I think you've been there. It is just, I mean, these beautiful 3, 4, and 5-year-old kids.
Yeah.
Thinking about one child who couldn't lift her head up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when she was ready to move on to the next step after a few years, she was doing great. I mean, I go in there every once in a while just to get my heart pumping, because I watch the kids working with therapists, with physical therapists and occupational therapists and speech therapists. And it's just beautiful, teachers. It's just beautiful to watch them learn and play. And we go all the way through to adult services. The oldest person in one of our group homes just celebrated his 99th birthday. Tommy, Tommy.
His name is Tommy. Yo, happy birthday, Tommy, man. Listen, yeah. If went just celebrated his 99th, I would love to just maybe, like, if there's a party for his 100th, I'd love to come, like, give him a call.
You're definitely going to be there.
That would be Tommy and Tommy. Listen, I mean, that's just so fun. Like, so you can literally say from 0 to 99, yes, that's who you're
serving. That's right. That's right. And I attribute it to the good care that our staff takes of people, and that allowed this guy, 37 years ago, he was in our group home. I met him for the first time. and he's lived there ever since. And he is just, he's very special.
Yeah.
As are the people, the 1,500 people that come here for various reasons. So you asked about our day programs,
yep.
Our day and employment programs.
Please.
So we have the day programs are for learning the kinds of skills that you and I take for granted. Mm-hmm. How to shop, how to cook, how to use the community. We do it in a fun way with art. We just developed, thank you, Wendy, who helped us develop a theater program.
Oh, my God. That's how this all started. Wendy called me or texted me about that last week. And then I was like, dude, I think she asked me. She's like, Terry should be on your show. And I was like, I know. We've been talking about it for years. So tell us about the theater program.
Oh, my God. 400 people came to us to see two shows. Willy Wonka Kids. And it was the first time we did it. And I can't tell you, the actors, the individuals who were acting, they did the sets. We partnered with a group called AHA Broadway. Yeah. And it was just, the actors felt like it was their time on Broadway. You know, I wanted to do, they did.
Yeah, no kidding. You know what, which just goes to show you, all kidding, like, and we don't know each other that well, but I'm going to give you a little push. Like, I have never been like a singer, but I think I'm a bit of a showman myself, kind of like, P.T. Barnum maybe, but, but I think, you know, honestly, Terry, you know, until we're gone, we're not gone until we, you know, so like I threatened years ago that I was going to take singing lessons. In fact, one of my daughters is a singer and she takes singing lessons. And I asked her if we could share her singing teacher and she said, absolutely not. So hello, everybody. Hello, world. Talk about connecting. I'm looking for a singing teacher because I think I could be a crooner. Like, I love Tony Bennett. I mean, of course, we like Sinatra, but Tony Bennett was absolutely the guy. I saw Tony Bennett at a Indian reservation casino out between L.A. and San Diego so many years ago. And, you know, at the time I was younger than I am now and we're like rocking out, dancing. It was outside. It was beautiful. Tony Bennett's it. But I found an article just now in QNS, which is Queens. And it's talking about QCP debuts inclusive theater program with joyful staging of Willy Wonka Kids. So I will, what am I going to do? Why don't I just share my screen so you all can see that. Tell me about that experience for you. My point was, I don't think I finished my point. You can sing. You haven't been on Broadway yet, Terry Ross, but you should sing. We should figure that out. I'll give you a hard time about that offline because life's not over till it's over, man.
I sing in the car.
I sing on this show. I used to tell my guests, you have to sing the theme song with me. One day I'm going to come out for a tour. We'll go live on Facebook and you and I will sing a song.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We can do Tony Bennett. We can do Barbara Streisand. We can do it all.
we'll do Tommy Bennett and Terry Streisand for everybody.
Hey, you got it. You got it.
I love it.
My family's heard me do that many times.
Good for it. And I'm sure they love it because I know my family loves what I'm saying. No, they don't. So tell me about this connection with AHA Broadway. I'm sharing the article.
It was incredible. I mean, they worked very hard. They did the sets. They did the costumes. They rehearsed every week. And when they finally put on the show, I never saw such joy. I mean, the audience was shouting. The people on the stage were just so, everybody was smiling. Yeah. It was a good hour of smiling.
I love that.
Yeah. We all loved it. We loved it. And we're going to do it again.
I know that. And that's, I think, where Wendy and I connected, because shout out to my family foundation, the Lindy Lou Foundation, in memory of my cousin Linda Ann Cunningham, who we lost some 12 years ago. And every year, I think I told you this, Terry, real quick when we were talking the other day, but each year, the Lindy Lou Foundation has a big bowling event called the Lindy Lou Classic. And the money we raise goes to organizations serving our population, the DD population, right? And Wendy was reaching out because you guys are going to do this again next year. And she was looking to see if there's something like a shot in the arm we can do from the Lindy Lou. So I was like, yeah, let's see what we can do for that. But we've always supported the drama program down at Camp Anchor for many, many years because my cousin Linda was in that program. Anyway, just really, that's why I live and breathe this work. You know,
that's what it is. That's great. And we could definitely use your support.
100%.
We would love your support. Thank you.
We're for sure. We're going to see what that looks like. I want to, before we go to quick break, I'm going to, just because I'm bouncing a lot of directions, OT and PT. I want to talk about that because there are so many opportunities. I'm speaking to people, young people who might go, well, this sounds like great work. I'd like to work in the nonprofit sector, but like, what jobs can I do? So, Terry, I mean, a nonprofit is a business, right?
Absolutely. Let's get,
so what do you guys have? Absolutely. What jobs do you have in a company like yours?
Yes, we have psychologists, occupational therapists, speech therapists. My son actually became a physical therapist and, you know, and made his career in a field like ours. And it's a wonderful field to be in our field, to whether you're a clinician, a professional, or a direct support professional. There's a lot of opportunities in this field. So,
in fact, I'm on your website right now, and I don't always do this on the show, but something is compelling me. There are open recs right now for different jobs. Residential supervisor, right? Where somebody can
That's right. That's
support, right? And then cook, housekeeper, day services specialist. And, you know, many folks that I know who are in your registered nurse, it's a per diem role. Look at the guys, you go to queencp.org/careers. But if you know how to navigate a website, you're going to be able to find the career piece on there. But you'll see all these LPN, job coach, shout out to the vocational people, always looking out because we all, no matter of our ability, you know, wrap so much of our personality and our character into what we do professionally. Quality assurance specialist. That sounds like the job you had way back in.
That is.
Yeah. So there's so many opportunities to serve in the nonprofit sector. I think vocation, as we talk about it, is critically, critically important, whether it be for, again, I have to correct myself sometimes because it's like we all have different abilities. Some are more. And have more challenges. Some of these disabilities or challenges are more than others. Yes, of course, because these are individual human beings and we have to pour into where people excel at. So I was just talking to a friend of mine. We were having lunch together earlier this week and his son has some different abilities and is not going to, he works, he can supervise at work. However, he doesn't understand how to make change. Like if he goes to a store, doesn't understand that, you know, he's going to get the right change back. So like, just look at that. He can manage a shift for people. He can be a supervisor, but that skill set doesn't work. So that's an individual situation. And these are all, so when we come back, here's what we're going to do. I can believe it. You're not going to believe what I'm about to tell you, that we only have one more segment of like 8 minutes left because this is how my show goes. It's called Philanthropy and Focus. Helping nonprofits tell their story and amplify their message. Subtitle, parentheses, we always run out of time. We never run out of words. Close parentheses. That's the show. But that's a lot to say. So we'll just say in focus, baby, philanthropy. All right. So Terry, when we come back, I want to talk about what's upcoming. What do you need? How can we help? Events, different things like that. How's that sound?
Great.
Good. Because that's what we were doing. So I'm glad you like it. So I will be right back. Terry will be here too. Philanthropy and Focus, QCP, right back.
On Frank About Health, we're not just talking healthcare. We're managing disruption and innovation. Over the last 4 years, I've taken you from epilepsy and COVID to mental health, caregiving, and now the front lines of healthcare transformation. Stay tuned for a healthier future as we bring on the innovators, professionals, storytellers, and advocates who show you how to own your healthcare every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Ready to serve up success with a splash? Hi, I'm Bruce Kramer, a.k.a. the Corporate Cockroach.
I'm the Renaissance Woman, Angie Snowball.
And I'm your strategy doctor, Dr. Navtej Dasanjh, inviting you to Setting Up Success with a Splash.
Join us as we shake things up with real talk and real strategies centered around awareness, action, and accountability.
And yes, there really is a cocktail involved. Please join us and sip your way to success.
Serving up success with a splash, where wisdom meets happy hours. Cheers!
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Nonprofits need connections to move in good directions. So cut through all the static. Join Tommy in his attic.
Right, Terry Ross. We don't know each other all that well, but I'm going to tell you a little secret. What you might not like, why don't you, let's pretend like you're doing the interview, like you question me. It's like, so Tommy D, what did you always want to be when you grew up? So you asked me that.
So what did you want to be when you grew up, Tommy D?
Well, it's funny you should ask, Terry R. So I always wanted to be a game show host. So this is the lightning round, baby. This is the lightning round. This is the end of a show when you go beep, 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 beep. Like Pat Sajak's like, we're out of time. And I'm like, how could you be out of time, Pat? You knew you had 22 minutes. Like, you should have never ran out of time. Same thing here. I knew how much time I had, and I blew it again, which is part of the show. So we're running out of time, baby. I'm running out of what? I'm running out of time. That's a Black Eyed Peas song. All right, so let's do the original Black Eyed Peas, way before Fergie, when I really liked the Black Eyed Peas. Whole mother tangent. Here we go. Down the rabbit hole. Down the squirrel hole. All right. Shout out to Jesse down the squirrel hole. All right. So let's talk about it. So what's upcoming for the event? What do you need? How can we help? What event is coming up? What do you need? How can we help?
Okay. So one of the greatest events, I think, that's going to be is brand new one. A shout out, as you say, to Wendy, because her creativity and her team has just brought such amazing events. But we're doing a running We're running at Walt Disney World.
I saw that. I saw
you
it while
saw that on the
I'm going to share the screen while we're talking about it. But I was like, I'm sitting here going, so my birthday's in January. So I'm going, wow, do I text Wendy? Wendy's going to hold me to this. Do I text Wendy and go, dude, should I fly down to Florida? Yeah. Here, you know, for my birthday?
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. So we do.
How did that happen? Like, I know you guys, Wendy has a big connection to the running community and stuff. And I know you guys have done the marathon, and I think it's like the Queens Road Runners and stuff like that. So yes. What happened with this event?
Wendy came up with it. I don't know how she got it, but she came into me and asked about it. And I couldn't believe it. I mean, how cool is that?
Yeah,
so it's everybody's going to have the best time.
Absolutely. So that is, in January of 2026,
yes,
marathon weekend, Run Disney.
And we still have a couple of openings there.
That's awesome. For runners, you mean?
For runners, yeah.
All right, so gang, listen, if you run, I don't. I mean, like if I'm late for the bus or something like that. If I was supposed to be at dinner 20 minutes ago, I run to the car, those sort of things. But if you are a runner, and I know several, and you are, gang, you know, the thing about this show, it's not just NYC or Long Island, shout out to Strong Island, but it's also, you know, this is the whole globe, the entire planet, this show. So if you're somebody who's down in Florida, who is a runner, it might make sense for you to reach out. So Wendy, you and I will talk offline. Maybe we'll shoot a quick video about that. We'll shoot a quick video about that, asking for runners, asking for support. So that's the big one coming up. So excited about that. What else can you tell me?
So, and again, you can see on our website. Thank you for showing our website. You can see the events that are coming up. We have a golf outing that is amazing. That's filled up already. We're on 5 golf courses.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. 5 golf courses. That's unheard of. Like my high school, I think, does that. Like I went to Chaminade High School out here in Long Island. I think never played in that outing, but like they have like a whole bunch of golf courses. You think when you have that kind of commitment,
It's amazing. Yeah. We're thrilled to have it. We're running in the New York City Marathon.
Okay.
I don't know if we have any openings for that, but we could use the support anyway.
Exactly. Support. Tell me what that means.
I support the donate to the runners, and you know the runners donate to us. I connected with somebody on Facebook. I actually connected with a cousin on Facebook that I haven't seen in a while, and she said, "I'll run for you."
Really?
And collecting money, and it's just, it's amazing. It's great. So there she is, Meryl Brown.
Where's she? Where's Meryl?
Right there on the left. Her picture with the sunglasses.
Oh, you know what happened? It's putting the name below, so I didn't look above. So, I was looking at
that. Yes.
Okay, so there's Meryl. Shout out, Meryl. We appreciate you. You're a good cousin. Way to do it. And I love the selfie shot here, like the picture. Having fun. Yo, Meryl, do me a favor. Keep running so I don't have to. Appreciate you.
It's great. Yeah, and Sterling Ivy is one of our staff who's running. So, he's running for QCP. You can find them on our website. You can, you know.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Let me just say this. So again, you go to QCP, you click on news and events, you choose events, then you're going to scroll down and you're going to see this thing that says Team QCP takes on the 2025 marathon. And then you go, and then that'll take you to like this page of people, and you'll see Cousin Meryl. You'll see Sterling Ivy. And then you click on these folks and it'll take you to their fundraising page.
Right. Right.
You know, this is shout out to Meryl. I love this picture, by the way. She's going to be like, Terry, what did you do to me? Like, I'm all over the internet now, man.
That's the idea.
Be careful what you wish for. You just might get it.
Exactly.
That's it. We are out of time almost. So what can you share? We got cool events going on. Gang, the website, again, let me just pull it up in my mind. So we got a queenscp.org, queenscp.org, Queens Centers for Progress, serving people with developmental disabilities, or Terry and I like to say people with different abilities, right? So we're rebranding, baby. We're rebranding. So let's talk about anything you want to leave them with in the next.
Right now, I don't want to be a downer. This is such another show. But right now, our services and the services of New York State is going to be struggling now that Medicaid, most of our services are funded by Medicaid.
Yep.
So all of the provider organizations and the organizations like ours are begging you to please contact your legislators and the governor and advocate for our services. Tell them how important our services are.
100%. Couldn't have said it better myself. I mean, listen, this is not a political show. We're never going to make it a political show, gang. But these nonprofit organizations, as I've always told you ever since you all met me, is the nonprofits do this work. They are on the front lines. No one is going to do this work. Government, you're not going to do this work, okay? So the fact that we're playing around with money and whatnot, not a good look, okay? Because these organizations are specialized. They know how to do the work. They know how to, they are supporting your family members, whether it be an organization like QCP, or I mentioned Options for Community Living at the beginning of the show, your family members. We're all family. Remember that. It is a human race, okay? I don't care about color or borders. I don't care about that stuff. It's humans. And these are organizations that are on the front lines doing human service work, and they need our support. So we could talk about that, Terry. That's a whole nother thing. We talk about that one day, just how to get that support and that level of advocacy. I appreciate you, Terry Ross. I can't wait to come for a visit. I didn't know if you knew what you were in for. I hope you're fired up for the rest of your day, man. And you'd be like,
oh, God, yes, absolutely.
Good. That's what I was supposed to do. Everybody, keep in touch with your boy, Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector. This has been another In Focus production. Make it a great day. I love you all. See ya. Bye.
Thank you.
Nonprofits need connections to move in good directions. So cut through all the static. Join Tommy in his attic.
Were you an essential worker during the pandemic? If you needed to learn stages of epilepsy, did you depend on advocates? Did you use new innovations to cope with mental and neurological issues? Maintaining high quality of life and keeping good mental health are what we all strive for. I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each week, top healthcare influencers, professionals, and innovators answer these questions and more. Stay tuned on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will continue to be frank about health with all of you.
Hi, I'm Linda Marsanico. The A Train to Sedona is a memoir about my journey to love and compassion. It's also the name of my new broadcast on Wednesdays at 12 noon. When we are spiritual, we embrace possibilities and ideas, which strengthen our mind, body, spirit, health, and wisdom. On the A Train to Sedona broadcast, I plan to interview guests who embrace these expansive practices. Join us on Wednesdays at 12 noon on Talk Radio New York City.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Brancu, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.